Today is Wednesday, October 4th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Taco Day. It's not a Tuesday. How can it be Taco Day when it's not a Tuesday? Anyway, it's National Taco Day. It's also National Golf Lovers Day, National Vodka Day, and National Cinnamon Bun Day. So there you go. It's also National Pumpkin Seed Day, or as they're called, pepitas, I believe. Oh, that makes me want a cinnamon bun. Or a cinnamon. I say cinnamon roll. I don't really say cinnamon buns. We always called them cinnamon rolls. So, anyway. So you could have, I mean, that's like, you could have a taco. You could go play some golf. You could have a taco with, you could even put pumpkin seeds on the taco. I feel like that's a gourmet, you know, like a roasted pork taco with pickled onions and quick pickled onions and pepitas or something. I mean, that sounds like something that you would get at like a fancy, like a high-end Mexican restaurant or something. And then you could have, you know, a vodka, some sort of vodka cocktail with it. And then for dessert, you could have a cinnamon bun. So, you know, those are all things that you could do. Anyway, so yeah, I've not been doing that well on Weight Watchers still. I know, Kel Surprise. I got done with the Iceland trip and it's like, this is how I do all the time. So Monday night, I was like, I just wanted carbs. I think I even talked about this on the show. I wanted carbs, and so I ended up making spaghetti and breadsticks. And we had also gone to the grocery store, and I feel like I was hungry when we went to the grocery store. And so, when you know, don't go to the grocery store hungry, because you're like, oh, man, these breadsticks look great. Oh, I'm going to have spaghetti, you know, or whatever. And then at lunch on Tuesday, I was working from home on Tuesday and I was like, oh, I don't have anything in the refrigerator. Because I normally eat a chicken sandwich that I make here, and I will cook a chicken breast and then either make chicken salad, which I can put fruit in there and just a little bit of mayonnaise, like pineapple, crushed pineapple is what I use. And then it's less points, you know, whatever. And the sandwich bread that I use is pretty a small amount of points. And so, you know, I can lower the amount of points that I'm eating, but I had not cooked any chicken and I the day got away with me. And it was lunchtime and I hadn't cooked anything. I was like, well, you know, I could just go to Wendy's. And so I did get a chicken sandwich, but they don't have grilled chicken sandwiches anymore at Wendy's. They just have fried. They don't have a grilled option, at least not here. I don't know if they do at other locations because, you know, I think Wendy's are franchise restaurants, so maybe some can choose to have different things on their menus. But the one here no longer has the grilled option. So I got a fried chicken sandwich, and then I got a baked potato, not French fries, but you know, after you put the butter and the sour cream and all that kind of stuff on it, it's not healthy, really. I assume it's healthier than fries because it's not fried, but. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, not good. And that, but I cooked Tuesday night or last night. And I made a turkey cutlet that I had marinated in soy sauce, a little bit of vinegar, some garlic, and some pepper. And I marinated it in that, and then I grilled it in my grill pan, and I made corn on the cob and a carrot puree because I had carrots. And also, I like a puree. I like a mash, like a mashed potato or something like that. But potatoes have a lot of points. And so I feel like at one point in Weight Watchers, potatoes did not have points, but on this new, they like switched up their points a year ago or something like that. And so now there's a lot of points in potatoes. And so I ended up doing a carrot puree just so that I could have a little bit of starch. Well, starch-ish, you know, whatever. And so I did that. So I guess, you know, that was okay. That was fairly Weight Watchers friendly, but the lunch was not. And So we'll see what I do tonight, because I have orchestra tonight, and I, you know, will normally get some sort of fast food on the way home, but I normally get a grilled chicken sandwich either from Freddy's or Chick-fil-A, because the Freddy's grilled chicken sandwich only has 6 points. The Chick-fil-A has 7 points. And I also bought these keto buns, and so I could swap out the bun for one that I bought. I could swap out those buns, hun. So yeah, anyway, it's not doing great, but I'm not giving up. Even though I may be splurging more, I'm still as many meals as possible. I'm going to get back on track. I'm not completely off the rails. Not completely off the rails, but I am partially off the rails. So anyway, yeah, other than that, nothing has been going on. I talked about this already. I need to be posting the Pride 48 music. I record it and I haven't, because I've just felt, even though I'm not really all that busy at the moment, Pride 48 is over. Traveling is done for a little while. We are going to Chicago in the beginning of November just for one night, because Mark needs to keep his silver, I think, status on United Airlines, and he needs 2 more segments in order to keep that. And so we're doing a cheap flight to Chicago, and we're going to go to a comedy show or something like that. So we're flying on a Saturday. We'll spend the night and then come back on Sunday, in beginning of November. But October, we're really not doing a whole lot. I need to see my parents at some point, because they were gone for a couple of weeks. So I haven't really hung out with them for 3 or 4 weeks now. And I'm kind of dreading, because now there's always drama, as I've talked about. There's always some sort of drama. But I need to find some time to hang out with them soon, so that, you know, they don't think that I'm ignoring them. But yeah, it's not all that busy, but I still feel busy. Work is always busy. And so that keeps me feeling busy. But there's no, like I said, we're not traveling in October. There's nothing really planned. We need to get a new puppy. But now I don't, after keeping Tabitha, I don't know. I know we're going to get one, but it's just kind of put me off of it a little bit. It's like, ugh. And, you know, I want to make sure that we get one at a time when we can fully train it before we go on any trips and, like, leave the dog with my parents or something like that. Because it was a nightmare having a not fully trained puppy for 2 weeks that we were keeping for my parents, and her peeing all over us and all this kind of stuff. So I don't want to do that to them, because I'm a nice person. And when they start keeping our new puppy, I want to make sure that this new puppy is completely housebroken, doesn't chew things, whatever. So I'm wondering if a good time to get it would be, because we don't normally travel January, February, March. We don't normally travel, although I am considering doing a winter cruise to someplace like New Zealand or Australia. So a winter for us, like a January, February. So I don't know. But this episode was all over the place. I apologize. I apologize. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.